Welcome to New Every Day. We are right in the middle of our study on the seven roles of the Holy Spirit. Today, we're talking about fellowship, and there's a Greek word that you're going to love.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Every Day. I'm Jeff.
Oh, and I'm Lawrence.
Last week I tripped all over him. See, thanks. Glad you remembered that one. We are covering the seven roles of the Holy Spirit in the devotional from the YouVersion Bible app written by J. Lee Grady.
Thank you, J. Lee Grady.
Phenomenal devotional.
Yeah, totally loving it from the YouVersion app. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how cool is that?
So we are four episodes in now, mm-hmm. and it's the Holy Spirit is our uniter. And when I first read the title for this one, I'm like, this one could go a thousand different ways. I'm very interested to see how he takes this devotional. And I was pleasantly surprised in the direction that he took and absolutely love it. And so I'm excited about this one today because it is at the core of what I believe you and I live for.
Oh man, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Easily. You know, interestingly enough, I felt the same way when I saw the title.
Okay.
I thought, uniter. not a word I use every
right,
day.
Right, exactly.
How you doing, uniter? It's like, okay, oh yeah, it's his role. He's uniting people. Okay, still just not a word that I use very often. But true, reading the devotional, it's like, okay, I'm busted though.
Yeah.
I actually live for it.
Yes.
And I think you do too.
I do.
And what are we talking about? Basically, we're talking about getting along. About, right, the supernatural grace of God that allows people to share life together.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
And I think even more so than just that, because so many people, even without Christ in their lives, mm-hmm. can get along. They're very personable. But this is at a whole new level.
Yeah.
In a way that I would say transcends normal human interaction. And, he goes into the whole, you know, the early church and, you know, Aquila, Priscilla, and Paul, and all them. Mm-hmm. And I love those stories in Acts and Romans where you've got the church growing and all that they're going through and the relationship that they've got and just how it all unfolds. And all of that is at the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it's so dynamic and so powerful. And the love that comes through those letters is incredible. Like you can, I listen to it as I drive to work.
Right.
And I can feel the love in the words and how they're used. And it's so, so powerful. And that's exactly how the Holy Spirit works as far as being, the uniter. It's awesome.
You mentioned Aquila. You mentioned Priscilla. Mm-hmm. Talking about, like, the first church.
Right.
And they were once a group of people who were frightened, right? You think,
Okay,
Jesus is with them, and now he's taken from them. He's been killed, right, mm-hmm. on the cross. That's like, he was murdered.
That's right.
He was killed, crucified. I heard it so often, he was crucified. No. He was beaten so badly, you couldn't even recognize him. This is their friend who they lost. Mm-hmm. You know, the girls are at the they're at the tomb, and they're ready. And then there's like, what? Hey, the angel, the one you're looking for is not here.
Right.
What is going on? So there's this excitement, and there's this fear, because the Romans are freaked out that Jesus is gone. And of course, his command is, wait. Wait in Jerusalem. Wait until the promised Holy Spirit comes. And so they did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I love a phrase, you know this. Well, they waited, the Holy Spirit came, baptized them all, and I think if ever I can say it, all heaven broke loose.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then incredible things manifested in the lives of the people in the early church, right? One of them, at least that I've heard for years and years, is that there was this incredible boldness.
Yes.
Yeah, with Peter being a great example, right?
Excellent example.
Yeah. So, you know, at one time he's scared, denying that he even knows Jesus. And then after Pentecost, after, you know, spirit baptism, he's preaching and 3,000 people get saved.
Right.
3,000 people are added to the church in one meeting. It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Talk about hauling in the nets, right? You know, he used to be catching fish, and he says, I'll make you fishers of men. And now he's catching people.
Yeah.
Like, how amazing. So this is some of the characteristics we see happening, but not just like the preaching of who Christ is with boldness, not just working miracles, like incredible that people just like you and me worked miracles. And we talked about that ourselves,
That's
acting
right,
by the grace of God. You know, but there was this incredible, supernatural, God-breathed fellowship, relationship, brother to brother, sister to sister, family member to family member. And I think the Greek word as we read it is called koinonia.
Yeah.
What an incredible result because the Holy Spirit came and poured out on his people.
Yeah.
Amazing, eh?
Well, and when I think of the early church, and I mean, the Bible goes in and describes what they were like. I mean, selling their possessions, giving to those who had need, like everyday fellowshipping, having meals together. And I think, would that fly today? Like, could you just say, I'm selling it all, and let me take care of you? And there's a part of me that goes, I don't think it would fly.
Hmm.
Because we live in a society today where so many people are self-centric.
Yeah.
And it's, well, you know, I'll help you out, but I need to make sure that I'm okay first. Mm-hmm. And that's a total deviation from that spiritual unity that the Holy Spirit provides. And that's a true living by faith, to sell it all and say, let's all take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge. But that's what drew people into the church.
Yeah.
Well, it was a change from the norm.
Okay, so I'm in Bible college. I'm singing. I'm traveling around from house to house. And I, you know, I don't even know these people. This is a big deal to me. I'm going, like, I'm loving it. I'm excited, but I'm going to meet perfect strangers. Not afraid, but it's like, wow, what's going to happen? These perfect strangers meet me and say, oh, so glad you're here. And here's your room. And it's like going into a 5-star, and they come out and they've got all the fixings there for this amazing meal. And I'm like, it blew me away, Jeff, how they literally treated me like family, and I had just met them. And the Lord used that in me as a young man.
Yeah.
To say, Lawrence, this is your family.
Right.
And it encouraged me in a way that actually, you can see, even all these years later, three decades later, it has impacted me in a way that's profoundly changed who I am to this very day. And I think maybe that's part of the reason why I like connecting with people.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
I
experience the benefits of it.
Right.
And yet I'm reading here, as you were referring to the book of Acts, in verse 42, the Bible says that the people, okay, the ones who were baptized in the Holy Spirit, quote, continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, there it is, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that koinonia, that deep-seated, Holy Ghost-driven, or empowered, or led, however, initiated brotherhood.
Right.
Incredible.
Sure it is. Now, we're going to take a break in a few minutes, but before we get there, you know, on that concept, and the whole idea of how the early church was, you know, started in like just unloading everything for one another. When my wife and I were looking to buy the most recent house that we're in, when we moved back to town, we were coming into roadblocks with the houses being way too expensive.
Yeah.
And on a single family income, we couldn't afford it. And we found this house that we absolutely loved. We walked in, and I remember saying to my wife, this is the house.
Hmm.
Like, there's no way it's not the house. This is, like, I can feel it. Hmm. And we couldn't get the financing together for it. It was just out of reach. And so we ended up walking away from the deal. And I remember saying to my wife, and she completely agreed with me, I want this home to be a home of ministry, of open door where we can change lives, where there's freedom for our kids, friends from school to come in and experience a united family. because there's a lot of broken families.
Come on now.
We want our doors to be open so that somebody says, oh man, I just lost, you know, my apartment, fell in tough times. We're going, hey, we got a room for you. And I remember saying to her, I want to lift this house up that we don't have that I believe we should have to God and say, we dedicate this home to you, to furthering your kingdom, to the ministry, if you would just make it happen.
Mm.
And we did. We prayed. A few days later, our real estate agent contacts us and says, okay, the people who are selling want to cut a deal, and they're willing to sell it for less than they bought it for. Can you make this number work? And the bank goes, yep, here you go. And I was like, okay, if that isn't the Holy Spirit providing, and I mean, going to last week, being our guide, setting a path for us.
Incredible.
But at the same time, building unity. And like, we've been in the home now for 3 years, and we've been able to have so many people through our door.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm like, this is what the Holy Spirit is about.
So he puts this longing in you, the Holy Spirit does, for koinonia, as we're calling it. That's, again, not a word I use. It's a Greek word. I don't speak Greek. So, but that fellowship, with that deep-seated, Holy Ghost-initiated, driven, sustained relationship, he's birthed that in your heart that you want to bring that to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so he supernaturally arranges you to be able to get a house. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Jeff, once again, time is flying by. What a great show. We're talking about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Indeed. Now, we got to take a quick break, but we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about how, if you are looking for that unity and the fellowship, and maybe you've got some disputes in your life, what can we do about that? So don't go anywhere.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hi friends, welcome back. We're talking about the seven roles of the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit as our uniter. I'm reading from the app that we were referring to. It says, we must return to koinonia, but you can't download it or you can't fake it. Oh, listen to this. We'll have to scrap artificial event-driven programs if we want to have the relational Christianity of the book of Acts. Wow.
So you're saying we can't have relationship through Facebook. But I've got so many friends.
Well, you seem to be very good at it because you're still authentic. So I don't know how many friends you got on there, but it's a lot more than I do. Anyway, that's good. Would you be my friend?
Yeah, I'll friendship.
Okay, thank you.
I like that one.
So I'm reading and it says, and we will have to invite the Holy Spirit to do his work of connecting us. Mm-hmm. There, that's what it's about, isn't it? Connecting us with our brothers, with our sisters in Christ, with his supernatural bond. I say yes.
Oh, for sure.
I'm all in for it.
100%.
You know, I've tasted of it. I wouldn't be able to make it unless I had the support of brothers, sisters, family, like people who really have got my back. I feel like a soldier, you know, like you're in the trenches. You need someone.
That's right.
Who's going to have your back? Because if you don't, like, your chances of dying go through the roof, right?
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, that's not a joke, but the principle is the exact. I think the same is true for me. The chances of me not making it in this life are a whole lot higher if I'm navigating life alone. But friends, I am so glad to tell you, I'm not navigating my life alone. I've got the support, dare I say, the koinonia, the fellowship with loving people that I truly thank God for.
Oh, for sure. And I think of, you know, just hearing you say that, like, if it wasn't for those around you, you know, you might not make it. And when I think about that deepest part in my spiritual life where it was all falling apart.
Yeah.
Like I was ready to walk away from my marriage.
Yeah.
Like I had kind of been done with the church, so to speak, the religious church.
Yeah.
You know, I had nobody around me.
Yeah.
Because I had cut all ties because I was sick of it. And I struggled to keep that spiritual heartbeat going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had my relationship with God, but it was nowhere near strong because I didn't have people around me to pick me up and mm-hmm. to say, hey, you know what? I understand what you're going through. Let's go to the Bible on this one. Let's like work through it together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when Jen and I came to our church where we're going now, within a few weeks, it was like, we knew this is where we need to be. The family feel here is so authentic and so real. And here we are like, I don't know, 10 years later. And I wouldn't change it. Every person who walks through the doors, I would say is family.
Yeah.
Like, it really has that feel.
Boy, and it's a nice feeling in that assembly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that student intern that we had here, Shay.
Yes!
Who was here with
us,
oh,
my goodness, Shay.
Now, friends, if you're wondering what we're talking about, I think you could say, ah, I remember listening to that girl. Shay embodied this koinonia, fellowship, friendship.
Yeah.
She was off the charts good at it. It was definitely a God-given talent she has, right?
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. Just a character, and she joked and says, yeah, I can make friends with a rock.
It's true. All the rocks were lining up. No, it's true. I mean, when she was done her internship and she went back home to Alberta, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like, there were tears.
Yeah.
Because people were sad to see her go because mm-hmm. she was just a natural unifying person. Didn't matter who you were, what walk you were from, there was something to connect with, and there was some way that she could encourage you and lift you up. And she embodied koinonia for sure.
So a great example of someone who is willing to be friendly and just say, hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And then engage in a friendship without worry, without fear, and shared life with people. And in the short time that she was with us, it's true. She made, like, people are like, man, I wish you weren't leaving. And it's great. And so it can happen still today. And it could very well be that God wants to use you as that individual who would reach out to someone like you just said you were.
Mm-hmm.
You were in that dark place, if I can call it. And you said there was nobody around you. Jeff, I was in that place too. And my perspective on it was, I think the people were around me, but I shut them out.
Yeah, which is natural.
I was hurt, didn't want to get hurt again. Well, who does? Well, sign me up so I can get hurt. Like, you know, you know, some people do that. Not a good way to live. But, you know, so, you know, it's like same thing. Hey, people, you just stay out there. And then what an empty place to be.
Yeah.
Jeff, maybe someone's there. And they're like you and I were. You were talking earlier about what might they need to do? What would you encourage them to do? Is there something you would say? What can you say to us?
Well, the first thing I would say is you need to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If you are not being led by the Holy Spirit, you can't have that true koinonia, because that is one of the Holy Spirit's roles, is to build that unity, to intertwine our lives and connect. And so if you have dispute, if you have... Yeah. Broken relationships. Some relationships can't be resolved. That's just the reality. There's been too much hurt, too much damage, but it doesn't mean that you can't find healing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you can't find, through supernatural means, through the Holy Spirit, the ability to love.
And to forgive.
In spite. Forgive, for
sure. Let them off the hook.
Yeah. I mean, I can think of, you know, a handful of people who have wronged me to the point that I would say I never want to interact with them again.
Right.
Because their life was so toxic to me.
Yeah.
But who I am and being led by the Holy Spirit, I've forgiven them.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. And if they contacted me and said, I'm down and out and I need somebody, I know that I would be there.
Yeah.
Not that that's my personal choice, but that would be at the leading of the Holy Spirit. And a friend of my wife, he was killed in a, he was running, was hit by a truck a year ago in the States. And
just jogging, you mean?
Just jogging.
Oh.
So this 18-year-old kid hit him with the truck and killed him instantly.
Oh.
And his wife, not the 18-year-old kid, but my wife's friend, his wife stood there in court when this kid was being sentenced, and she said, or actually outside the courtroom, she went up to him and she said, "I want you to know, I'm a Christian, and I forgive you, and I love you, and I don't blame you. It's unfortunate it happened. It was a mistake. And Rob is no longer with us, but I forgive you." And she hugged him, and that meant the world to him.
Oh.
Like, him and his mom were outside in the courtroom just bawling.
Oh.
Because of the grace that they had been shown. That is true koinonia, Holy Spirit leading right there.
Jeff, what an example.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And look at the results you described. How did that kid feel? He's a young man.
Yeah, right? His life is changed because of it.
Oh, and the mom,
yeah,
who's breaking her heart for her son, equally impacted, mm-hmm, by the life of one person who reaches out with the love of God because the Spirit of God would compel her to do it. Well, I remember thinking, was that the devil doing it?
Definitely not.
The devil. You know, that's another thing that actually helped me know. Like, how do we know, God, is that you? Well, I'll tell you what, the devil doesn't get us to do good things.
That's right.
Really, I mean, as simple as that sound, that actually has helped me so many times, especially in my teenage years. But you know that's the Lord. But then that wrestle comes in, and, ooh, am I going to do it?
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to do it. She did what God would ask us to do. And how do we know that? Well, that's what he did for us.
That's right.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
So easy to receive his forgiveness. And for me, it's been, oh, Lord, yeah, thank you. Mercy to me, mercy to me. Get them, Lord.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, and even now I laugh at it. Like, now I've changed that. No, Lord, don't get them. You've been merciful to me. Lord, please extend your mercy to them as well. And friends, that begins here, I think. It's
it
a
really
decision.
Does. Yeah.
It's a choice. Those feelings can follow.
Absolutely.
And they usually do. We may not feel it, but we still can do what's right just to say, I'm going to be the Christian that God has called me to be. And that interesting that we're talking about forgiving and releasing someone. I do think it's very much related to genuine fellowship, don't you?
100%.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Where you're loving people unconditionally because they're a human and they're loved by God. Therefore, I'll love you too.
Right.
Following his lead.
That's right.
Incredible. And yet the supernatural ability for us to be able to do those things that we otherwise wouldn't be able to do. Like Peter. There's no way. I don't even know who Christ is. Gets empowered by the Holy Spirit, can't shut the guy up.
Right.
3,000 people also want to be just like him. And then there's this girl who says, lost a loved one, says, no, I can't not go hug that guy.
Right.
And love changing destinies. Incredible, yeah. Jeff.
That's true.
What a show to talk about the privilege of the Holy Spirit who allows us to have the deepest of fellowship with people.
Indeed.
Praise God.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So that's four in. We got three more to go. I am looking forward to the next three episodes. I'm loving this. The Seven Roles of the Holy Spirit. If you want to check it out, YouVersion Bible app. It's a devotional from J. Lee Grady. Check it out. You can catch past episodes. You can read the past four devotionals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get the next three going and know
sure.
What's coming up.
And share your stories with us.
Yes.
About how maybe he's helped you find that relationship or anything else under the sun. We'd love to hear from you.
That's right.
God bless you.
Thanks
for watching.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.